Well, sun is setting over Tahrir Square and the numbers are growing, and so is the intensity of the fighting. The front line has now shifted right up towards the edge of the square. Police have advanced right down Mohammed Mahmoud Street, and they're firing new volleys of tear gas now right into the centre of the square. The sound you can hear all around me is people choking, people spitting and some throwing up, and now the banging of the drums and the road signs as people rally protesters together to push back against the police. There are motorbikes ferrying the wounded to makeshift field hospitals on this side of the square. There's one inside the mosque and one inside a church, both very, very close by, and they keep on roaring past with very lifeless looking figures on them who have inhaled a lot of gas or have been hit by flesh wounds. But I'm here now with Karima Nada, who is a researcher with the human rights organisation, the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights, and has been monitoring some of the police activities and the injuries we've seen in the square the last few days. Karim, what kind of injuries have you seen, and what do they indicate about the nature of the way in which the security forces are handling this?
Most of the injuries that I've seen personally and my colleagues have seen, and also from the testimonies of the volunteer doctors at the field hospitals, have been in the upper body and specifically the face area, and a very small number of injuries actually in the legs, which is obviously a violation of the very basic principles of use of force and firearms for law enforcement agencies. The field hospitals, the volunteer doctors, don't have the capacity really to... I mean, the official statistics by the Ministry of Health estimates the number of injuries to be like more than 1,500 now. But the doctors, you don't have the capacity to count the numbers. But they can. Every single one of them that I've spoken to estimates that the highest number of injuries are in the face, in the upper body, face area. A lot of injuries in the eyes. I have personally seen 5 or 6 eye injuries. I know at least, I've seen at least 2 cases that have lost their eyesight from pellet cartridges and rubber bullets. And a lot of tear gas injuries as well. 4 people yesterday were killed from asphyxiation as a result of from the tear gas. We've seen 1 injury at least yesterday from, one death caused by live ammunition. And a death was reported in Alexandria on the 19th. By a live bullet.
And, you know, in the run-up to the unrest this weekend, you've been working on police reform initiatives and, the slow-going process to change the mentality of Egypt's security services in the post-Mubarak era. What does this weekend tell us about the extent to which that's happening or indeed not happening?
I mean, we were already aware that it's not happening, that there's a lot of institutional resistance to any kind of serious police reform, and that the ministry was not very cooperative. So we're actually working mostly on basically responding to what's happening on the ground and policy recommendations, and campaigning with politicians and with grassroots civil society. We were trying to get entry points at the ministry, but that wasn't very successful. And today is just what happened in the last few days is another. I mean, one of our most serious concerns in the last few weeks was the excessive use of force and firearms in crime fighting as well as in riot management and riot control. And the last few days have just been, put everything into perspective, really. There's very little hope of actual police reform with the transitional government.
And, you know, you were one of the few who were in the square last night when the military police and the army actually attacked it, as opposed to the civilian security forces. Do you think there's been a real shift in mentality in terms of the way people view the military council and the army as an institution?
Definitely. I see not just in the square, outside the square, not just with politically conscious people. A lot of people, this is why this feels again like the same mood and atmosphere of January 28th. A lot of people are becoming aware. You don't hear that much, apologetic commentary for the military council or for the army. People are getting very frustrated and very angry at the army.
Great, Karim, thank you very much indeed. Well, you can hear in the background the banging again of the drums and the road signs and the makeshift barricades as partly protesters do it to, drum up support amongst those around them and rally their courage and get ready for the next attack. And they partly do it to try and intimidate the security forces who are now just about 20 metres away, very, very close to the square. As darkness falls here, particularly strong violence, and it doesn't bode well for the night ahead.